Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And your Totally Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily
the News,
where we Google stuff so you don't have to.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hanksters online, streaming, of course, as always, on our Hanks Facebook page. Well, not as always, but it's working today, and so are we. Well, I got a feeling that a lot of you Hank fans fired up some Lonesome Dove last night, or one of his many, many films. Notable passings, of course, the great Robert Duvall passing away. This happening on Sunday is family... Let everybody know yesterday, at the age of 95, venerable Oscar-winning, multi-nominated actor. And boy, you name it. It's one of those pantheon of actors. There, the Godfather, of course. He was Tom, the Consigliere, Apocalypse Now, Days of Thunder, my personal favorite. And of course, and by his own account too, his favorite role was Augustus McCrae right there in Lonesome Dove, which he... appropriately called the Godfather of Westerns. So his wife, Luciana, said as he passed away on his ranch in Virginia, "To the world, he was an Academy Award-winning actor, a director, a storyteller. To me, he was simply everything." Got his start way back in 1962 in To Kill a Mockingbird. Boy, what a start, too. He was Boo Radley. Zero lines in that, but impressed Hollywood instantly, and he never stopped. So, in fact, my dad and I last night were texting, too. Just lines of his from Days of Thunder. I might have to fire that up at home.
No, he didn't slam you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you.
And rubbing sun is racing. Also passing, and the word just coming out overnight, Reverend Jesse Jackson, civil rights icon, ran for president, I think, twice, passing away at the age of 84. A cause of death was not immediately given, but Jesse Jackson's family said he passed away peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. So, two big ones right there. Updates on the Olympics as they continue on. Team USA, we're doing a little bit better. We grabbed two medals at the Winter Olympics yesterday. A big one. I got a gold on this. And yeah, I watched it. It was the monobob, the women's monobob. See, you got the bobsled, and then you've got just the sled that has the one bob. So mono bob, not dual bob. But we got dual medals on that, a gold and a bronze, and the gold went to... now she's the most decorated, along with Bonnie Blair, U.S. Olympian in winter sports history, Alana Myers Taylor. She has a great story. Yes, I watched all of the things. Also, after day 10, Norway, though, is still kicking the tar out of the rest of the world. They lead... with 12 golds, 28 total medals, that leads all of that. Still, the host country is in second, but we're gaining on Italy. Italy has 23 total, 8 golds. We bumped it up to 19 total medals, but now 6 golds.
USA!
So
USA!
It continues
USA!
On.
USA!
And the women's
USA!
Figure skating
USA!
Get going. Now, the Olympic curling has... grabbed attention and hearts from everybody. And then you had the double touch fiasco from a couple of days ago. Don't double touch the stone or the rock or whatever they call it there. And it turns out those that are loving curling the most are cats. People are posting videos of their cats watching the curling matches. They're pawing at the screen because they think they're moving the stone and helping the players. They're also, by the way, cats, the only ones that can figure out the scoring.
Meow, 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 meow.
When it comes to curling. Well, the Paul brothers, Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Of course, Jake Paul over there, his girlfriend of the Netherlands, is one of the fast speed skaters. She's got 2 golds. But Logan Paul, he's annoying and a little bit richer, too. His rare Pokemon card, which he bought in 2021 for like $5.2 million, sold at auction for $16.5 million. It is the Pikachu Illustrator card, one of only 39 produced, and now is the most expensive Pokemon card ever sold. It was was Logan Paul. So he needed more money and more reasons to just be. But here's a good story. A Girl Scout from Pittsburgh has set a new sales record by selling 87,000 Girl Scout cookie boxes in one season. That is a new record from Pim Neal. Her initial goal was to fund a troop camp, and now they can pretty much, you know, build a data center, for crying out loud, with all she's done. So she's now aiming to just keep going and go over 100,000 boxes, too. So congratulations to her and her troop. Not so great for the Weight Watchers that she camped out in front of, but, you know, it is Fat Tuesday, so it's okay. And then finally, the New York Times announced that many still play Wordle, and Wordle will now begin reusing words. They've ran out of words. We know what that's like.
Starting your day the real Texas way. Hank FM.